So, you know, when I get this email that says, "Did you quit forever?" I really do have to laugh, because not only did I not quit forever, how many negatives can I put in a sentence? Not only did I only quit for 30 days and then decide to go longer, but I have used what I consider to be a series of tricks on my own brain, knowingly and willingly, that seem to have worked for me. And this is stuff that I email my sober pen pals all the time. All I can ever really recommend is something that's worked for me, and sometimes I can recommend things that I know have worked for other people, but I'm a little more successful when I have tried it myself. And one of those techniques is really just flat out lying to myself. And I wouldn't, you know, you would never do this with a three-year-old, right? Like, you would never say to the three-year-old, "We're not going to have donuts today, but maybe tomorrow." Because, you know, the three-year-old comes back to you tomorrow and says, "What about donuts?" And you go, "Yeah, you're right, I promised them yesterday." And you can't sort of betray the trust of a three-year-old like that. But, oh, that means that our brain is actually not as smart as a three-year-old. That's good. I would tell my brain often. I would tell Wolfie, I would listen to the voice that says, "You should drink now," and I would say to myself, "I hear you, not right now, maybe tomorrow. But not today. I'm not going to relapse on a fuck it moment, not today." And then the next day, I would usually feel better, have had a better sleep, had some more exercise, got a touching email from somebody. Something happened in the sober world where I thought, "Ugh, I'm so glad I didn't drink, I'll keep going." And then later I would say to myself, "Maybe I'll drink in a week." And then it was a month, and then it was, "Maybe I'll drink on my 1 year soberversary." And I recently passed 2 years sober, and my current plan is to drink when I retire in 23 years. When I just say that, like, to somebody not in the sober community, they would just roll their eyes at what are you talking about? But for me, the idea of never doesn't work.